Praise the Lord. How you doing, Anthony? Good. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing? All everybody doing good? Everybody waiting? I'm really grateful to the Lord for giving me this. He gave it to me about last Wednesday. And it dropped in my spirit after something happened. It just dropped in my spirit. And something else done dropped in my spirit while this done dropped in my spirit. So I'm supposed to minister today. And I'm probably going to minister next Sunday. But this, I'm telling you, it's, what God is telling me is for us to get ready for his coming. This is what's dropping in my spirit. That the time is closer than we think. And this is what he's telling me. You know what I mean? It ain't because of my age either. I see what's going on out there. And I don't know what's coming up. And he ain't told me, and don't seem like he don't told nobody else, because I listened to the prophets that I, one especially Brother Cook, he ain't said nothing. So, you know, so we don't know. Everybody here feels something going on. Let me see the hands. Now, you know what it is. Now you come and tell Pastor now, because I don't know what it is. Praise the Lord. So the Lord showed me something, and I'm going to try to illustrate it. I think I do better to illustrate it. It was just so wonderful. I ministered on it years ago, maybe Tawana remembered, about the Jewish wedding. And this is what Jesus is wanting to come back to get his bride. You are the bride of Christ. Let me see y'all know that. You are the bride. Now, Jesus said in the scripture, first of all, I want to ask you, Lord, because I'm just ahead of myself. I do want you to anoint this word today. I do want you to use your servant today. I do want a change to come in everybody, including me. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you're going to do today. And I ask you to touch my mind in Jesus' name. And let me get every point that you told me to speak, because this is the most wonderful thing I've ever ministered in a long time. And I just really thank you and give you the praise and the glory for it all. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I want to thank the Lord, too, for a mind. Where people can talk to me, but I'm loaded with so much stuff that people tell me secretly. Until I think this week, that's why I said, Lord, you know, I just have a lot in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And so I just went around, thank the Lord, and it gives me a different perspective on things. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. You ain't supposed to, but anyway. I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. And I pray today, ask the Holy Spirit to anoint me to minister with this, what he gave me. And everything he told me, I want him to bring it to my mind. I ask it in Jesus' name, and bless the people that's hearing in Jesus' name. Even those that's live streaming and listening, may they get something out of it too. Because the bridegroom is coming. Now, everybody that's saved knows something is going on. When this pandemic hit the world, we know this is something we never seen. Well, we got to go around keeping a mask on and this, things they're telling us to do. This things we don't, you know what I'm saying? So everybody knows that something has changed. Let me see the hands of y'all know that. Everybody knows that, and you don't really know what to do. You really don't know what to do. Amen. And so I just want to thank the Lord that we do what it say, keep a mask and wash your hands. And y'all do this other stuff, because Pastor can't remember to do all that other stuff. But anyway, I pray that we would do what, you know, what we're supposed to do. Amen. There's nothing wrong with doing what you're supposed to do. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that. And I told the Lord, I said, God, he said, do what they say do. He said, because now this is, I had to really quote this really good now. If the police tell you to stop at the red light, and you say, well, I'm saying, if I ain't got to stop at no red light, I'll just go on. It brings repercussions. Okay, now, you may be saved, truly saved. I mean, sure enough saved. But if you run out there, that red light out there, you're going to get hit or maybe killed. And you don't even have to have a red light. You'd be standing somewhere. We had a brother that got hit and died from just somebody hitting the car. So you got to obey. And Jesus said, render to, thank you, to Caesar, the things to be Caesar's, and to thank you, Jesus, and to God what God. So don't think now that Caesar can't tell you something sometime. You know, that you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? As long as he ain't telling you to do what you ain't supposed to do. Everybody said, I don't want to cause that. You know, I can't, my mind will go there. Okay, so then the Lord kind of put it in my heart, and he showed it to me. So I'm going to go to Matthew 25. Now, 24 tells about when Jesus comes. It lines up. It tells about all that's going to happen as it was in the days of Noah and these kind of things in chapter 24 of Matthew. But then the Lord told me, he said, go and told me first. Now, when the Lord talking to us as ministers, he talking to us first. We get the message first for us to do. Amen. And so I pray that this will help you, and I'm going to illustrate it. And I'm so sorry that the ones who are listening can't see it, but I'll describe it when as I go and illustrate it. Thank God for Al, too, because, whoa, he was going to help this morning. Praise the Lord. So the Lord told me, he said, it's time to get rid of everything you know. He said, there are things you don't know. Like Al was saying, some things you don't know you're doing. But as you begin to do this, then the Lord will bless us. Now, I want to talk about the Jewish wedding and to try to explain as best I can. Praise the Lord. You remember in Genesis, in Genesis where this one of the patriarchs sent somebody, sent someone for a wife for his son. Well, let me read it. I got it. Abraham, thank you. I'm so scared I'm going to miss some. Lord, help me. I'm getting too nervous up here now. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you, D. Thank you, man. Praise the Lord. He said, Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, and I will. So, wait a minute. Is this it? Did I call myself? Okay. Okay, let me skip down. Yeah, no, okay, let me go here. He said, the Lord said, I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth. Now, this means a lot. That thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites. Say it again. This means a lot. Among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife of my son Isaac. So the father sends. He sends somebody, or the Son, or now the Holy Spirit, to look for his wife, look for a bride. Keep that. Okay, so he came into this country. He said, well, suppose the woman don't want to go with me. He said, I need to bring thy son again into the land. He said, and Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son there again. Let's skip down. Okay, the servant did. He said, I'm going to go and do what my master say. Okay, so the servant number 10 took 10 camels of the, I just want to do this so bad. y'all stay with me. He said, oh Lord God, my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here at the well of the water. The daughters of the men of the city came to draw water. It came to pass that the damsel whom I say, let down your pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that has been appointed for my servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. This pops in my head, Naya. This pops in my head. You were sitting, you said, you testifies of this all the time. And you were sitting in a pub, or a bug, whatever y'all want to call it, a saloon. You were sitting, what are you, in the club, a pub, that's British, tavern, inn, amen. And it was sent to you, the Holy Spirit came to you, praise the Lord. That was like Abraham sending, somebody to you. Okay, and then he said, then he touched your heart and said, get up, get out of here, you don't belong here. All right. Now, when you sit in the service of the Lord, like you're sitting here now, when your heart is touched, that's the Holy Spirit touching you. And you hear the message, you somebody say, come to the altar. You say no, then you are rejecting who the Lord has sent to you. Stay with me now. Because, see, the Father goes, and then the Lord said, then the scriptures say, all that my Father gives me. The Father gives you to the Son. The Father. through the Spirit, he gives you to the Son. Am I making sense? Okay, so in the Jewish wedding, it was like that. They would go out and find this wife. More than one time you're going to read this. For their son. Then she comes back, praise the Lord, and the father have to pay the price or the mohar. He got to pay the price for the bride. The money or whatever, you know. So when Abraham sent this man, I remember he was giving up necklaces and you know, jewelry and all this kind of stuff because the son got to go back. Now he got to go back to his father's house and stay till this time for the, you know, that courting period in there. But it's not really a courting period because he stays away about 2 years in the Jewish thing. 2 years. But he done told her, now I'm going to take care of you, marry you. Will you marry me? And we said, yes. If you're a bride, you said yes. Okay, now Jesus gone. He gone. He's in heaven, right? Wait till his father say, go get your bride. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah. And so this is what, thank you. This is what the Lord has said now. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now listen. Also, there's got to be a price. That's called a mohar. And so then there got to be a contract, which is the kaduba. They make a contract. They're so, oh, this is so good. I'm going to get the thing out of it. They make a contract of what this man that, you know, like, well, I say, who sent the man out? His son say, I can take care of her. Now, while he's gone these 2 years, he takes care of the bride. Of the coming of the woman that he has said he wants to marry. Hallelujah! He takes care of her. He sends her money. He sends her whatever she got to have them 2 years. He ain't married her yet. Ain't been no ceremony yet. But then at night, it comes a sound and say, go forth to meet the bridegroom. And so everybody get, you know, so the bride, she, now listen, these 2 years he gone, I know she getting pretty. I got to lose 5 pounds. Let me see this bump on my face right here. You know, I'm getting wrinkled right here. Got to keep my hair done. Get ready because he coming. Because she know he coming. Now, she don't know the time and she don't know the season. Now, this is for real. She don't know the time and the season. He coming. But then there's a sound that goes out and say, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. Okay, now we're going to 25. Y'all praying for me, y'all know, because I'm just so excited. Okay, and then, okay, now, that is on the bride. That's how they do it. They pay the price for the bride, and he takes care of her, just like he take care of you. He takes care of you. You ain't seen Jesus, but Jesus is our bridegroom. Now, the price, he paid. Those people only gave money. Somebody got this thing. They only got money. They only paid money. Praise the Lord. But Jesus paid it all. He took our sins. He took everything. He paid. He paid. Ain't nobody paid. Abraham didn't pay it. Moses didn't pay it. Nobody paid for their daughter to marry no man and did this. They give him some money and this kind of thing. But Jesus paid it all. All to end. When he paid the mohar, he paid, when he made the ketubah, he made that, that's the contract. He said, Lord, he said, all the Father give me, I'm going to lose none. And so now you sitting out there waiting on the bridegroom. Hallelujah. What he told me that the call has gone out. Behold, the bridegroom coming. And this is why he told us to repent. The first message, he told us to repent because the bridegroom is coming. Go you out to meet him. And all those virgins got up and now you can get my stuff out. I want to illustrate this. Thank you. Thank you. Is everybody understanding so far? Am I losing him? Okay. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Okay. So now the groom is gone back to the father, but he's taking care of the bride, the coming bride, because they ain't married yet. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the marriage supper. We're looking for the first. When the trumpet sound, we're going up to have the marriage supper with the Lord. You know, I told you that God told me about he was going to give me the revelation. Well, I started studying Revelation, and this came to me. And then he gave me this. So I'm kind of understanding better. You know what I'm saying? And so I want to be in the first resurrection. When I want to be, because you know what? Wait a minute. I'm hearing that the bridegroom is coming. And I'm telling you this morning that the bridegroom is coming. And I believe that we'll get up and trim our lamps and not, hallelujah, and keep enough in there so we have enough. We'll be ready. Because the bridegroom said, oh, Lord, have mercy. I need you to read the scripture for me. So what I did, I got some lamps. Now, I say, Al, you read. That's where I'm going. Read the thing. Read the 25th chapter. That's where I am. I need you to read. Hallelujah. What? Where's the thing you light it with? How you use this thing? Okay, all right. Jackie may have to come and help me with that. All right. Okay, start at the beginning. Start at the beginning. Now, this is what I want to teach you this morning. I want you to listen, and I want you to understand it. Have I lost anybody yet? All right, go ahead, El. So then Jesus told him, say, then shall the, then, wait a minute, then, what then? When you see all these things, prayer out to school and all this sin, all this, then shall the kingdom of heaven, okay.
Be likened unto 10 virgins.
Okay, it's going to be like, just like 10 virgins.
Which took
their
lamps.
And went forth to beat the bridegroom. This is, five was wise, and five, why was the foolish one? Five, go ahead. Five were foolish.
That they were foolish.
Took their lamps. Didn't take no oil. It's all in this lamp right here. And I hope this thing worked now. Go ahead.
But the wise took oil in their
vessels. But the wise took oil in their vessels. It ain't full. But at least they got some oil in there. Because when the bridegroom, when he say, behold the bridegroom, then they was maybe say half full. I hope we got some oil half full. Guess what I'm saying? Don't it make sense? I mean, we may not be full, but we has got enough, got some in there where he could put some more in there because we going to trim our lamps. Hallelujah. And we're going to do and shine like he told. He said, we are cities up on a hill which cannot be healed. We're supposed to be shining.
That's right.
Okay.
By the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
They all went to sleep. Okay.
And at midnight there was a cry made.
It's a cry made.
Behold.
This is midnight, and here's the cry. Cry, Al. Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Now,
okay, so everybody jump up. Everybody jump up. We going out to meet it. Yes. Don't know what we got. Don't know what we got. Hallelujah. So the ones that was keeping it all now, right now where you stand, what kind of oil do you have in you? You are the vessel. And what they got it with the oil is the spirit of the Lord. I say. The wick is your mind, praise the Lord, and your doings, the wick. That's the wick. Okay, so we're going to light this one, if I know how to turn this thing on. Jack, I don't know how to turn this mess on. It's a mess because I can't. Oh, okay. Now you shining. Put that on there. I want you to note something. You see how nice you shine with oil in your vessel? Oh, they can see you. Okay, now this one got a little bit of the wick. This thing down in here is a wick. See that? It draws up. Your mind is that wick that draws up in your spirit to help you to do. Am I kidding? Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited. Okay. Now, if you haven't been practicing keeping the wick clean, even though you got oil, this began to get dusty and dirty. And if I let it stay up here enough, you can see it smutting up. Now, when it smut up down there, nobody can see, even though you got some oil. But you've been, we kind of keeping things. You know, we ain't just doing everything now. We keeping, you're going to have to keep the wick clean. You're going to have to keep the wick clean. Because if you don't, this will set up and they can't see. Sit down. In the olden days, they had ships. And the only way they lit, they didn't have electric lights. They didn't have no, you know, to keep light in the ship. And they had lamps. So they had a special group of people that kept the wick clean so the lamp could burn. Because if the wick get dirty, the lamp will. See, this is a little bit dirty here, but this one is awful. I'm scared to use it. I'm scared it may fall. What do you think? Yeah. Now, that's kind of doing up a little bit. We ain't in too bad a shape. No, turn up. You turned it upside down. Now, this one, they had no oil in their lamp. Okay. So read, Al. All them got up. And the foolish said to the wise, give us your oil. Give us oil. But she can't afford it. You can't afford it either. You can't afford it. You sudden up there too. Watch it now. You know, you can't afford to not have no oil. Because this wick is what pulls it up your heart to light it. Ain't that something? When I got this, I jumped around. I cried more than I wrote it down. I just jumping up and down. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this one ain't got no, it would take a little time. It would take a little time. She did no trimming, and she ain't got no oil. If we let this stay long enough, it's gonna set up. I mean, set up bad. But you won't be able to see nothing out of here. This one right here, I can go and start. We can go. We here. I'm going to say we here, Lord. We here. We can do some trimming. We can go and see that. See that? That's the wick. I'm just going to say I trimmed it some. And now it's burning bright. I'm going to say I trimmed. I brought some scissors so I could trim it, but I can't be doing that. I don't think when, you know. Y'all getting the idea, though, right? If you don't keep your lamps trimmed, that black junk will take up all over that thing right there, and you won't be having no kind of light to shine. You will not be worth anything if we don't keep it. Least the one that was wise, which I'm hoping is us. I'm hoping it's us. But there's still a little bit of maybe this sudden up. We don't want that to happen. So while we got the time, the Lord told me to tell you, start doing your wick. Keep your wick cut. Y'all know y'all never seen a wick, y'all. So maybe see y'all have seen lamps like these. Okay, so you know if you probably burned them when y'all was kid, right? You have to keep the top of this cut. Yeah. You ain't. You just cut the black off of it. When it turns black, you cut it off, because if you don't, it won't burn. Amen. So the Lord is telling us today that the bridegroom is coming. And he told me to tell us to cut out, to get the wick clean. So we're going to ask God to help us in everything that we're doing. Like Al said, we may be doing some things that we probably don't even know what we're doing. He was reading today. I said, I wonder what them things is. I know. So we are going to ask, and the Holy Spirit is going to tell us, because he tells us that how are we going to know? How are we going to know what to cut off if he don't tell us? So look now, if you really for real, and ask God what's in your heart. This ain't no playtime. I'm telling you, children of God. I'm trying to explain this the best. I'm almost sweating that I know how. We got to clean our wicks. That's the things in our life. This got to be cut off so the light can burn. Even though if you got some oil in your lamp and your wick is dirty, you're still going to get not maybe cut it up at the other place, other folks, but you're going to still get. See, this was plain pretty. Now it's got smut at the top. Y'all understand? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. When this was happening, they get up in the Jewish wedding, and they go to meet the bridegroom. The bridegroom, in turn, takes her back to his father's house, like we are going to be taken to heaven. And they consummate the marriage. During this time, there's no consummation of the marriage. All you have did was wrote a ketubah, which is a covenant. God has covenanted with us that we are going to be his bride. And the price that he paid was his life. Because it has to be a price paid for the bride. It's the mohar. It's the price. He paid a great. So you're not bought with silver or gold. You remember? Oh, that scripture say you're not bought with silver or gold. You know, there's nothing. You're not bought with silver or gold like they did in their, you know, the news of ways. But with the very life of Jesus Christ. He bought us. He paid for us. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Because he had to bring us back to his father. Okay, now, hallelujah, we clean up, which I know everybody going to do some cleaning now. Y'all going to go under them rugs. Would y'all sweep that dust under them rugs? Get that dust out of them rugs, honey. God see everything you sweep up. Don't try to hide nothing from God. Praise the Lord. I know I got a this or that in my life, but I sweep it under here. Get it out. Let's get the house as clean. This house as clean as we can get it clean. And I'm going to tell you something. It hurts to clean. I say it hurts to clean because that means that's working on you. It takes you out of your comfort zone and takes you out and say, that's just me. But you ain't going to be just me now. You the bride of Christ. You ain't just me now. You know, I was made like, no, you ain't made like that. God say, trim up. And so now we're going to go back home and all this stuff we doing, like Dee Dee said, I'm going to watch my mouth. Ooh, don't let me start preaching on the mouth. I think that's maybe my next lesson. Amen. I did the best I could. I hope I got you, at least you understood about the lamps. Get up and trim it. You got to trim it to keep it clean. You got to trim it. You know, you could have like that. She got oil in her lamp, but it ain't trimmed. We got oil in our lamps, but they need trimming. They still need trimming. Amen. Amen. I was telling Al, I was looking at this man that got killed, y'all, raised from the dead. Y'all remember because I've shown it to y'all. And I saw this woman. She just blessed me so, the woman, his wife. He got killed, went to hell and heaven and everything. He was dead. In fact, they had embalmed him. They had embalmed him. Did I show y'all that film? They had embalmed him. Now, I've seen the film before, like you, but the last night when the Lord let me look at this, I just got thrown away. Okay, now I'm talking to you now, my children, and anybody else who want to listen. She decided that she's going to believe God. I don't know what had happened in her life, but she said in Isaiah, it was saying how this was not going to happen again in her life. She said, you promised me. God has promised you things, but you got to believe God and believe him. You know what I'm saying? So she said, no, I'm not going to take this. She said, no, I can't take you taking my husband. No, for death taking him. She didn't blame God. Death taking my husband. She said, I don't know what this is, but she said, no, I can't accept it. So when he was very blessed man. He had a big, pretty car, you know, and he hit it. The car hit something in the steering wheel and killed him. But while he was in the ambulance, two angels came and sat down beside him. Now, I want to show this film, so if y'all don't want me to tell y'all about it, I'll just let y'all watch. And the angels told her, he said, don't tell him that you're here. Don't tell her that I'm here. You know. So she didn't know nothing about the angels when she was telling the story. The angels took him to heaven and to hell. He said when he got to heaven, he saw, he said it was so beautiful. It just blow your mind. So we know all that. So when he got to hell, he said, when they want to say something is really, you know, and this is really wonderful, they say wonderful, you know, wonderful, like if it's a loud something, they say, and the door opened wonderfully, and otherwise they were loud. He said, when he got to hell, the gates say, gates of hell. He said, and the angel clapped his hands and said that the door opened. And said, when he got in the door, he didn't see no fire, because it's not the end yet. He saw people being tormented down like in a pit. And he said they were screaming and hollering and the suffering and you know, they were suffering. They said, he don't know whether he heard the angel or not. They seen the angel, but they was hollering to him, get me out of here. Get me out. Get me out. But so he was wondering why they weren't asking the angel. So obviously they didn't see the angel. So anyway, hallelujah. When they was, and so he said, then the angel began to tell him things. So he started writing stuff down on a file. He gave him a book and he was writing. He said, I want you to write everything you see. And so everywhere he went to heaven or hell, he wrote it down. He was writing it down. So meanwhile, back on earth, he been dead now 2 days, 3 days. They done put his body in the mortuary. And what do you call it, do that? Take the, they bombed, embalmed him. And whatever else they do when you're dead. They done embalmed him. He's laying there stiff as a fish. She went to the mortuary to get her husband's body. She hired a ambulance to take his body to where Brother Bonkey was preaching, because she said she believed the anointing would be high enough to raise him, because they had seen people raised from the dead before. Okay, so she went, tickle me. She went and she didn't care. Listen, when your walk of faith, you got to keep your walk to yourself and you and God. And then when people see you and want to give you information on your walk of faith, you got to make up your mind what you asking God, and then you cannot be persuaded by nobody else. So they told her, they thought she was crazy. And so her daddy, he didn't know what to do, trying to stand with her while she's doing this crazy thing. She takes the body back to where they was having a big camp meeting there. People was shouting and they was in this place. Amen. So this wise, one of the people that was working with Brother Bonkey was really wise. So they was pushing it. We ain't taking no coffin in there. They push it this way. Somebody else push it that way. Somebody else push it this way. Somebody else push it that way. The founder, the guy said, look, let's just take the body. We can't go in the church with the body. Let's take it down into the basement in this room and lay him out. So that's what they did. They laid him out. He's stiff as a board. And so she over there praying, you promised me, God. You promised. I don't know what she was saying to God, because she didn't say, but she praying. So the men started rubbing his arms, you know, and rubbing his. And as they started praying, now this is what I got out of this. It wasn't that she prayed him back. It was that the prayer. God, that's what God showed me. He told me, he said, set a time to do some earnest praying. An hour or two may not be enough. Now, this is what God told me. He said, in this generation, we're going to have to learn how to pray until the victory comes. You may not know, you know, I don't know how long Rhoda and them prayed when Peter got in jail. They could have paid 4, 5, 6 hours. But you got to put in your mind, I'm after God, and what I need, I need. And he ain't going to go nowhere till you answer me. And that's what I got out of this movie. Okay, so then she over there praying. I don't know how long they prayed. Bonkey's means 2, 3, 5, 4, man. I don't know. But anyway, as they were praying, pray earnestly, because this woman was crying out to God that her husband, she convinced some people that you know, that the Lord could bring her husband back to life. But they had never seen nothing like it now. And they smelling the chemicals. One guy said he smelled chemical. That's what the man said. He smelled chemical. And he said he laying there dead as a fish, still running around heaven. And as they praying for him, praise the Lord, his heart began to warm up in here. And then he started to, the man said, breathing. I had to really listen, because they Africans. He started to breathe. He started to breathe. Something happened in Bunky's service where somebody jumped up and they heard this man down there dead. Now, they done seen dead people, but not people that have been dead no 3 days. And so somebody heard something. They jumped up. And when they had prayed over him and prayed over him, and they rubbed his head and they did this and they rubbed his legs and, you know, just trying to put some life in him, you know. And you got to put your hand on the dead body. You know, most of us scared of a dead person. Let's know what I'm talking about. Put your hand on him, you know. But anyway, as they began to pray for him, he began to revive. And then he started breathing. So they say he's breathing. And when they heard he was breathing, somebody jumped up. And when the pastor heard, now this was the pastor laying down there, he heard it, he jumped up. A dead body now. Jumped straight up and went over there, and he looking for, he said, where's my file? Where's my file? Because he was writing down everything, see. But it was just in a spirit. He thought he had a real file. He said, where's my file? He said, so that's all they had. Where's my file? He was mad. He said, where's my file? Where's my file? So they put him in, they sit him down, and everybody now, they fanning him, you know, and you know, putting, because he, they feel he, you know, they fan him, and he's sitting there looking mad because he want his file. Because he won't, well, God done wrote down, he won't, he know he couldn't remember it all, and that, you know, so he's in a, he wasn't laughing or nothing. They just fanning him. And so now he tells the story. Y'all, I'm gonna still show it to you. It's just absolutely, you can go online to see it. Raised from the dead, ran out Bunky. Now, Bunky didn't say nothing about it. Bunky ain't even was out there. He wasn't even out there when this boy got up. What I saw in her was prayer. Prayer that will not be, come against it. Prayer that will get things done. Prayer. And then I begin to look at David, and then when they fought, I'm going to be through. When they fought, they would fight a whole day and night. And say, and they would say something like, and the next day we fought. They didn't say that they disrespect. They went out to fight. They fight all night. One battle now against one person until they won the battle. Get your Bible. I said, God. They fight until, if they start in the morning, it's evening and they still fight. Somebody catching on. I'm telling you, we're going to have to start the show now praying. Because what God want to do with Revival Center, he want us to be a light. And he told me when I was sitting up there thinking about the message, he says, change coming. See, don't you worry about it. It's change coming. Change is going to come to this place, and it ain't going to be trying to, you know, please everybody. It's going to be why he put us here in the beginning. I hope I explained it good enough. I might have left out some, but the bridegroom coming. And now it's time for us to trim our lamps to meet him. Because then when we meet him, we go up and consummate the marriage. And then we got to have a big dinner. Y'all know about the marriage supper. You heard about the marriage supper, haven't you? How Jesus is going to come back and we're going to go and eat. You know, boy, we do some eating, don't we? Duh. We're going to have a marriage supper. Amen. Because, see, the bridegroom, he's already paid the price. Wait a minute. Here, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. God wanted me to say this. Okay, now, in the Jewish wedding, when the father come and pay the price, he turned around. He said, "It is finished." In the natural, they do that. I said, "Oh my God!" I jumped up. Now I'm crying. I said, "Oh Lord!" He says that in the natural when they would pay the price, he said, "It is finished." I said, "Oh Lord!" And that's what he said on the cross. It is finished. Woo, the price has been paid. It is finished. Oh, Al, you miss it. You miss it. Miss it. In the Jewish wedding, when the father pays the price or gives the mohar, he turns to the crowd and he said, "It is finished." Woo! When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." Good Lord. Y'all can pay me. What I'm getting for is trimming our lamps. What do trimming your lamp mean to you? Cutting away. Let me hear it. Yeah. But you say, well, this just me. Well, you ain't just you no more. You belong to God. Remember, you his bride. Amen. And you suppose, if that's on you, because the bride, she kind of got herself together. You know, because the man going to come. Now, for 2 years, she ain't seen him, see. And for years, we ain't seen our bridegroom. For years, so we want to be looking good. We want to be make sure our lives are all trimmed up when he comes. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, because he goes away in the natural. Now, they don't do that now. But this was the old way they did it when Abraham then was living. And then he comes back. Isn't that awesome? I thought, Lord, you're just so good. And the Lord told me this. He said, once I give you key to scripture, it's all going to open up. That's a key to scripture. Did you know that? He gave Peter the what? He said, once I give you the key, you won't sit there. I wonder what that means. He said, it's going to open up. I'm going to open the scriptures. I'm going to open the scriptures to you. I said, good Lord. You think excited? You think excited? Woo, Jesus. I'm excited, Stan. Lord, I deliver my soul. And they so patient and such a wonderful reception. I thank you, Father, for this. Oh, God, thank you. My prayer warriors, y'all get ready to learn how to pray. We have to pray. This nation is in a mess, and we got to pray. So as the Holy Spirit leads us, I ain't trying to make up no prayer meetings now. But as he leads us, we're going to learn how to pray. We're going to learn how when Dave and them fought all night, and we have to do some of that, then we'll have to do it. We used to do that. Yeah, you talking about what people used to do? We used to stay at church 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't care whether it was ice or what it was. I used to have to pray my way home. I got lots of testimony of how God done kept me from cars hitting me and this kind of thing because it was icy and I stayed at church to pray. They know. I stayed at church praying somebody through. You know, if they want to be saved or feel, we'd get up at an altar and we would pray until they came through. And sometimes it'd be way up the next morning. That's the way it was. And the church has lost that now. The church don't have that anymore. Not even the desire. That's what's so bad about it. Yeah, it's coming back, but he told me things going to change. He told me this up here. Things are going to change. So God bless all of you. Anybody need prayer today, you can come. He's here to heal and to deliver and to set free. Hallelujah. That's getting kind of smutty over there, and you're supposed to be good over there. You smutting up worse than the worst one. Foot worse than the other one here. But we see how this one is draining out everything because we gave him some more wick. But if we'd had that wick down, it would have been probably smutted up. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah, the glass is upside down, so the big part is, you know, the thing that you're supposed to sit at, whatever. Anybody need prayer? Praise the Lord today. God is able to do abundantly above what you can think that he will do. He's just able. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've already prayed for you. Yeah. I'm going to pray. Come here. I'm going to pray for you. You tired of this? I prayed before, but I ain't scared to pray again. Jesus prayed again for people. He might have saw, we can turn them off now. He might have saw things walking as, what do you say, a trees. Yeah, but I want God to deliver you. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Father, I did what I could. I hope I explained everything well. I delivered my soul. If you're pleased, heal this girl.